Hi, everyone. My name is Jake Poznanski.
And I'm Sam Kaufman.
Yeah, and we are the founders of Random Salad Games. We've been a game studio with the Windows Store since Windows Phone 7 first came out. And we've been the first indie developer to make $1 million monetizing with all of the Microsoft products that we're going to show you today. So a couple things before we get too far into it. We'd love to talk to you about your app and your specific, you know, feedback. We'd love to help you set up ad campaigns, talk about strategies for success on the store. So come talk to us after the talk. We'd love to just give you some great advice. We've been helping developers all week, and it's going to be great. The next thing, you can visit our website at randomsaladgames.com. We have a ton of titles. You can check them out. You can also contact us afterwards. And of course, Channel 9 will have this recording and all the slides afterwards for reference. There's a great related session. One was yesterday. You can always check this one out on Channel 9 with Jamie Rodriguez. But today, you'll also, I suppose, either have to catch the end of this one or check it out on Channel 9. This is a great talk by Bernardo Zamora. He is the lead program manager for the Dev Center on the Microsoft side, and he has a lot of great advice for you as well. So who are we and why do we care? Sam's
well,
going to explain.
We are, like Jake said, Random Salad Games. We started off when we were just two college students. We were just seniors in college that wanted to start making apps together. So the beauty of all the stuff we're going to be talking about today is you don't need to start with $1 million to make $1 million on the Windows
Store.
Yes,
we started funding this thing on our credit cards in college, out of our dorm room,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So you're going to be able to be successful and get started right away, and you don't need a fortune to do it. So why should you believe us? Well, we were the first indie developer to make $1 million on the Windows Store. We've done that by publishing over 50 titles over the years. Like Jake said, we've been developing on the Windows Store all the way back since Windows Phone 7 was coming out. So we have a lot of really good experience that we want to share with you. And the way that you can become the next Windows Store millionaire, there's two important elements to publishing on the Windows Store. The first is how to properly monetize your app. Jake's going to go in depth on that.
Yep.
We monetize with advertisements, so that's what we're going to be focusing on for this presentation. However, the Microsoft Ad Monetization Platform also has a bunch of other really great ways to monetize your app. And if you want to speak to us afterwards about that, we have experience with that as well. The other important element to being successful on the Windows Store and any store in general is to acquire users into your app. And I'll go into that more depth later. The beauty of the Microsoft platform is that it has solutions for both monetizing your app and promoting your app. So we're really excited to go into detail on both of those fronts.
Yeah, all of these technologies that we're going to talk about, they are part of Dev Center, available to all developers. You don't need any special contacts from Microsoft. You can get started today. It's all self-service type technologies.
Yes, and we actually have people from the store team here that can help sign you up for a discounted rate or even for free. You get one free year of
Yes, there's one weird
developer
trick we'll mention at the end, worth
sure,
250
yes.
bucks. It's a great deal. So let's get into monetization. Monetization is how you actually make money from users that are in your app. So you obviously want to make a return on investment for all the hard work you put into making your app or game. And monetization is the way to do it. We're going to talk about ad monetization today, like Sam mentioned. And there are three main formats that we'd like to go over. The first are display banner ads, then we're gonna go into more advanced incentivized and interstitial advertisements. And one piece of advice before we get too far into each of those in depth is that you want to be planning this from the very beginning.
Yes, from the start. When you're designing your app, think about how you wanna monetize it before you even start wireframing your game screen or app screen.
Yeah, exactly. This is something you don't wanna slap in a banner ad 1 hour before you submit to the store. You want to be planning these things in advance so you have a good user experience, and that is going to help you drive more customers and more revenue in the end. So let's talk about display banner ads. I'm sure you've seen these everywhere on
yes.
the internet. I mean, it's the most basic form of advertising and probably the most simple to implement. That's just a standard display ad that you see on this screenshot here. It's just going to be a rectangle that's promoting either another app, a service, or some sort of product from another developer. So these These are very easy to integrate, but you can often make a couple mistakes. Be sure that you don't put these on top of important UI elements in your game. You want them to stand alone off to the side. That's a reasonable place for the user to look at naturally, but not next to or on top of important UI controls within your application. If you look at this Hearts Deluxe screenshot, we're showing the banner ad off to the side, and everything else has been shifted over. And there have been a couple subtle design cues to shift sort of the center focus of the screen off to the side so that banner ad looks natural and also the gameplay still looks natural and successful. Now, one thing that I would recommend is that you try this on different screen sizes and resolutions. You might have a dev box and you're always testing it during your development process on one screen size and one orientation, but before you get into the end of your submission, test it in portrait mode, test it in landscape mode, try it on a tablet, try resizing the window.
Yeah, with Windows 10, you can now resize the window of your app, and we've had to find out the hard way that it's really easy to just slightly shift the size of the screen, and now you don't have the ad showing. So there's different types of sizes of ads, right, Jake?
Yeah, exactly.
So you can find the right size that will fit your screen or the different orientations that you want to test.
Yeah, and you can put in, for example, you can put in a landscape ad that's different from the portrait ad. You can detect that in your application and put in a different size, and that'll be more appropriate and,
exactly,
and nicer for your users as well. So that's the most basic kind of monetization. It's pretty easy to integrate as long as you plan early enough. The next thing are incentivized ads. And an incentivized ad is any advertisement where you have traded something that the user wants inside your app in exchange for them viewing an advertisement. So for example, in this case, we have a shop screen and the user can get 75 coins for free if they watch the video. So that's an incentivized advertisement. Typically, in this sort of format, you'll be showing a video ad or some sort of display interstitial ad, meaning a display ad that takes up the entire screen of your app.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the video ads, for example, they're available as part of the Microsoft monetization SDK. They will play for about 15 to 30 seconds. And at the end of that, you can detect that the ad is complete and award the user whatever it is that you're trading.
Yeah, and
for
one other great sort of tool to use here, if you see there's the different IAP price points here, and then you have the watch video that's free. So if the user hasn't inputted their credit card yet, or they're maybe not comfortable, they don't know if I'm actually gonna get 400 coins if I click the 99 cent button.
Yeah, that's the feature I use when I download
exactly,
an app.
Exactly, right? So, you know, people might just want the free option, but you actually get a really good return on your investment. Those video ads pay really well.
Yes, they do. So a video ad is gonna pay a lot more than a display ad. The consequence is that you can't show them as often.
Yeah.
So the final type that we're gonna talk about are interstitial advertisements. This is also a video or full screen banner ad that's going to show up inside your app, but it's not going to be in exchange for something. It's going to be during a loading screen of your app. It's going to be during a natural break or pause, for example, when you're loading a level or changing like a multiplayer.
Yeah, end-around situation, anywhere where the user is on the screen with nothing to do, essentially.
Yes, exactly. So these ads are obviously going to have that high CPM as well. But, of course, you know, you can't show a 30-second video ad every 30 seconds. That would be your entire application, right? You have to space these out, and that is sort of creates a natural balance as well. I would say these are like TV advertisements. They sort of show up, you know, every 10, 15 minutes. So that sort of pacing works
very
well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You probably want to space it out by time. So you don't necessarily want to do it at the end of every round. You might want to do it in combination the end of a round and wait at least 5 minutes so that you're not spamming the user.
Yep, exactly. So at the beginning, when we first started talking about monetization, I mentioned that you want to be planning this as the very first thing in your app. I'm sure a lot of us already have apps on the store, and we're happy to say that that's not the end of the world if they're not monetizing as well as you'd like yet. So we had this game on the store called Jewel Star, and it was originally released with just banner ads, and it performed okay. It definitely wasn't a millionaire-style
game,
exactly.
Was it?
So what we ended up doing is adding one simple dialogue that doubled the revenue for our game. And this dialogue is the one that you see right here. You click yes to watch a short advertisement, and you receive 5 extra moves at the end of a round. So when the user is about to get a game over screen, they're going to get this dialogue. And people actually email us saying that they love this feature. They love watching these ads.
They absolutely loved it. It let them get further in the game, let them play the game more. So when it says that we doubled our revenue, yeah, we got a lot of video ad impressions, but people were also getting further along in the game.
Yeah, but people progressed further in the game. They got past places where they were stuck, and the total play time and session engagement went up.
So the display ad revenue went up as well because of that.
Yeah, everything reinforced itself with one simple dialogue box. The game suddenly became successful.
Yeah, and this is something you can do from the start, too. You know, Jake and I had this game out, and we added this feature later, but now that we saw the success of this, we actually do similar things right when we freshly install the app.
Yeah, I highly recommend mixing and matching the three different formats that we talked about in the best way that works for your app.
Exactly, yeah.
So now that you know about monetization, Sam's going to tell you about user acquisition. I think it's equally important,
yes,
if not more.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. We've all made an amazing app. We've published it to the store. You listened to Jake's great advice on how to monetize
It's
going to make you $1 million if you can only get people into it, right? And a really common misconception, one that we had when we first started out, is this is the best app ever. Why should I have to pay for promotions or advertisements to get people into it? People will just find it in the store. That's not the case.
It's not, for sure.
You need to get promotions out there. You need to raise the awareness of the app and get people into it so that more people download it and it gets up in the rankings. And we've got a really great illustration of that right here. Here are two graphs that show a recent release of our game. The top graph is the downloads in markets where we did not run any promotions.
Yep, this is real data we took from Dev Center when we were preparing this talk. I mean, without promotion, that's 20 downloads a day, going down to 5.
And it's very flat. It's not much going on. And then you have this. These are where we did use the Promote Your App tool to run a campaign for the app. You can tell the day that the ad campaign started, and it only kept going up. So the Promote Your App tool, which is free in Dev Center, if you have an app out on the store, you can log in today and start making a campaign, is a really great tool to get users into your app. So let's go in here and look about how we would actually set up a campaign. So it's not listed here, but the first step is to actually set up a budget for the campaign. And this is the really great thing.
Yeah, I wish we had this when we got started.
Exactly. The minimum budget is $10.
Yep.
So you don't need a fortune to get people into your app today. $10 will get people starting to use your application. So once you've set that up, you get this screen. And this is where you set up the targeting for your ad campaign. Now, there's two types of targeting. There's automatic and manual. Automatic uses machine learning algorithms to figure out which people are the best people to be viewing the ad campaign for your app with the hope of getting as many installs as possible. And it works really great. Microsoft did a really good job of implementing this feature. And if this is your first app or you're not exactly sure the type of people that are going to be using your app, this is the way you want to go. If you're like Jake and I, and you know, okay, I know the type of people that are going to use my application.
Yep.
Or if your app is already out on the store, you can actually go into Dev Center right now and see the countries that are most popular with your app, the age, gender, all that sort of stuff. If you know that information, you can manually target that information.
Yeah, and some of these things are, you know, let's say you have a word game that's an English language crossword puzzle. You don't necessarily want to promote that in countries where English is not the first language.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. So that's exactly why the first thing is country there, right? You want to make sure you're targeting to the right country. You can pick up to 5 at a time for a single ad campaign. And then you have a lot of other great things to target. The device type, so PC, tablet versus phone. The surface feature here, universal versus app. For a while, all the ads that would show would just be in other people's apps, but Microsoft did a really great job recently of creating other sources to show advertisements in premium websites.
And pick universal. If you're in this screen, pick universal. We've done a lot of testing on our side. That one works really well.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really great. And then you have gender and age range, and those are also really important things that can really make a difference in terms of getting your ad campaign in front of the right people. So Once you're done with the targeting aspect of the campaign, now you're going to work on creating the actual image or ad creative that will show up in all these places, and this is what the users are going to see and want to click on to hopefully drive to your store page.
But Sam, what if we don't have a huge graphic design team?
Great question, Jake. So there's two types of ad creative that you can do. You can either do this default template that you see right here, or you can upload a custom creative that a graphic designer could do. We've actually found that the default template, these images right here, way outperform custom creatives. We have a really great graphic design team, and they worked really hard one time to make a set of ad creatives for us, and it was comical how much better this was. Not to say that you couldn't make your own ad creative and make it awesome, but if you don't have that resource and you just want to go with the default creative, it works really amazingly. So the first thing that you're going to set up here with this ad creative is the custom tagline. That's this Try Spades Today text.
Yep.
And we've seen dramatic differences, and even changing one phrase or word within the custom tagline.
You'd be surprised if you say download spades today instead of try spades today. That can make a major impact on how many people are going to respond to this ad.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to want to try different taglines, different calls to action to get people's attention and hopefully click on the ad. So that we think is probably one of the most important elements in terms of if you want to A/B test different types of ad campaigns. The other really important thing here that you can customize with this ad creative are the images. So this screenshot here, this is our spades game. It's a card game. You see here that there are, you know, cards on the screen. So if you don't even know what spades is, you see, okay, well, it looks like a card game. I like card games. Maybe I'll check it out. So the images that you can select from over there, those are actually the images that you included with your app submission. So your screenshots, your icons, your store assets, those are all available for you to select.
Yeah, that's just pulled in all automatically.
Exactly. And so we suggest using screenshots for the reason that I just said. It gets people's attention. It gives them an idea of what your app is and allows them to get a feel for what they're going to be getting if they actually click on the ad. So there's other things that you can customize here, the background color and whether or not you want to show if your app is free or the store rating, and those are all really great. But if we had to pick the two most important things, it would be custom tagline number one and then the image that you use as the second most important
thing. Yeah, for sure.
So that's how you set up a PYA campaign. Again, you could, if you have an app on the store, you can do this right now. Just pull out your laptop or come talk to us afterwards and we can kind of walk you through it. But we also have some really great tips and tricks on how to use the PYA tool to really make a successful campaign.
Yeah, if you take a picture of one slide in our talk, this is the one. This is the stuff that really makes a difference.
Yes. So, and really this first point is the most important thing. If you create a new app, you release it, you're going to want to make the ad campaigns for it right away in the first 2 or 3 weeks after it comes out. The installs that you get then are going to be worth way more than installs that you get further down the road. And the reason why that's the case is you have the store rankings. They look at downloads during those first few weeks and they value them much higher. So if you can get a burst campaign, you know, a lot of people into your app in those first few weeks, then you're going to move up in the store rankings and then you're going to get people naturally seeing your app like you were hoping originally.
That's what you want.
Exactly. And it's going to compound on itself. If you move up in the rankings, well, more people are going to see your app and you're going to get more installs and you're going to move up even more in the rankings. So it's a really great way to get started if you can set aside a budget of you know, so you can promote your app. You're going to want to spend as much of that as you can in those first few weeks. So that's the most important advice that we could give you today. Target your ads to your demographic. We kind of spoke about that earlier, but it's really important to do that. Don't ignore that. That's an important thing. These last two points, this is a strategy that I did this 2 nights ago. We just released our Blackjack Professional game, download it today, and I created, you know, 20 or so low budget manually targeted campaigns. I tried different custom taglines. I tried different screenshots. I tried targeting different age groups. And I did it with a bunch of low budget campaigns. So I wasn't, you know, making a bunch of big budget campaigns and wasting all of my advertising budget with this sort of test period. And I'm gonna let it run for a week. Next week, when we get in on Monday, I'm gonna check and see how are they performing. And I'm gonna pick the, you know, top few that are really performing well and use the remainder of the budget that I set aside for promoting the the app as a whole to remake those few better performing campaigns with bigger budgets. And now you have the best chance to get as many installs as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So what percentage do you think that we're gonna put in that first period as compared to the second?
Yeah, I would say maybe like 20% upfront with the manually targeted small budget campaigns, you know, split it evenly, and then, you know, use the remaining 80 or 75% to do the bigger budget campaigns, and only do a few of them. You're not gonna want more than four or five at a time with this sort of plan. So that's how you can really make a successful PYA campaign.
Yep, so I promised you one weird trick worth $250, and that is this Dev Center benefits program. It's available if you are a developer on the Windows Store already. If not, please go ahead, make an account, and you can get into this system. And if you publish a UWP app, there's a couple qualifications. They're pretty easy to meet. You'll get a $250 free advertising credit, and you can just use that to make campaigns. And if your app is monetized, well, you can start making money off of that $250. I think that's one of the best things they're giving out at Build.
Yeah, and just one last note. The Windows Store is really taking off. We did a good job of getting in on the ground floor, but because of all these tools, everyone out here can duplicate our success. And if you work hard and use some of this advice, you can really go far in the Windows Store.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much.